This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Another night of explosions in Gaza, where Palestinian health officials said at least 50 Palestinians were killed when Israeli airstrikes hit a densely populated refugee camp in North Gaza on Tuesday, as Israeli ground forces battled gunmen based in a sprawling tunnel network. Israeli military spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Rich Hecht, speaking to CNN, confirmed the Israeli strike on the refugee camp and said it targeted a very senior Hamas commander in the area. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel is undergoing criticism about civilian deaths. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Tuesday appealed for the protection of civilians in a statement read by his spokesman.
Civilians have borne the brunt of the current fighting from the outset. Protection of civilians on both sides is paramount and must be respected at all times.
Testifying before the Senate Homeland Security Committee, FBI Director Christopher Wray said multiple terror networks have threatened attacks on the West since Israel-Hamas war started.
We assess that the actions of Hamas and its allies will serve as an inspiration the likes of which we haven't seen since ISIS launched its so-called caliphate several years ago. In just the past few weeks, multiple foreign terrorist organizations have called for attacks against Americans and the West. Al-Qaeda issued its most specific call to attack the United States in the last 5 years. ISIS urged its followers to target Jewish